Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which is related to the month that we are currently in. As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan. Of course, we are towards the end of Ramadan. And as you know, the month of Ramadan is a very significant month. It's important for a number of reasons. One of the reasons it's so significant is that this month is the month in which fasting has been made obligatory upon us. We're obliged to fast in this month, in contrast to the rest of the months of the year. So in this connection, we want to ask, what are the etiquettes of fasting? You know, as you know, every act of worship has certain adab or certain etiquettes that, you know, may not be obligatory. They may be obligatory. Some of them are obligatory. Some of them are not obligatory. Some of them are simply recommended. But nevertheless, they improve the quality of the deed, and they also increase the chances of its acceptance by God Almighty. Right. So in order to answer this very important question, we'll look at some hadith which have been transmitted from, you know, our infallibles, alayhim assalam, regarding this subject. By way of example, in one beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, said, Allah, mighty and exalted, says, he whose limbs do not fast by refraining from what I have prohibited, then there is no need for him to refrain from food and drink for my sake. This hadith, of course, is significant. It's a hadith al-Qudsi, or a sacred hadith, as you know. A hadith al-Qudsi is a hadith which the Prophet or one of the infallibles narrates from God Almighty. So they're actually the words of God passed down to the Prophet or the Imams. The only difference is that with these hadith al-Qudsi and the Quran is that, you know, these are not part of the Quran, and, you know, the rules and ahkam related to the Quran are not applicable to it. So in this beautiful hadith, God Almighty says that just like when you fast, your stomach, you keep your stomach away from drinking and eating, and you keep, you know, your other limbs and organs away from the things which have been prohibited from them and which might invalidate the fast, you should also keep your other limbs away from sins. You know, sins that might not invalidate the fast per se, but are nevertheless, you know, sins and have, are wrong and should not be committed. For example, you shouldn't lie. Of course, lying, you know, certain lies might invalidate your fast. Like if you lie against God, or tell a lie about the Prophet or the Quran or these kind of things. But a normal lie, you know, a lie in another context, it might not invalidate the fast, but it's a sin. So you should keep away from these sins as well in the month of Ramadan. This improves the quality of your fasting, increases the chances of it getting accepted by God Almighty. In a similar tradition, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, fasting is just as much keeping away from prohibited things as it is keeping away from food and drink. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at some of the etiquettes of fasting in the light of the ahadith of the infallibles. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.